325.
Live is this show. You may take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's toll free, and the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Create the content that you see on the site. Everything as you scroll down that main page, those numbered items that you scroll down past and observe are put there by listeners like you. You can add things to our site as well. So if you're online and you find some kind of interesting news story or blog post, maybe a YouTube video that you like, it could be outrageous, it could be funny, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you submit it as show
prep. It could be a cat and snow.
At freetalklive.com, and then it will appear on the upcoming stories page. It then must receive a certain number of votes by other listeners, and then it will make it to the front page of the site. We're more likely to see it if it's on the front page and talk about it on the air. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to actually call in 855-450-FREE, and now available on Skype. You can Skype us at LRN.FM. Now, you will have to send a request first to us before you'll be able to call in on Skype, but we're just, you know, mass accepting all the requests that come in. So, once again, you can find us on Skype at LRN.FM. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Then coming up, Kim.com, the latest on the founder of Mega Upload, the site the feds shut down about a year ago, and they went after him pretty hard. He's not given up. He's back with a new site, and we'll talk about where he's coming from these days, which, you know, I never heard of the guy before they came after him, and now his profile's even bigger because they came after him.
He does have Kim.com.
Yeah, and I bet he does. Let's go to the phones, though, first, and we'll talk to TSA George on the line, calling from D.C. Hey, TSA George.
Hey, long time no talk, guys.
Hey, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to a show, I think it was Saturday night, and you were talking about how New Zealand doesn't have a constitution, and but they're so much more freer than we are and all that stuff, and I thought I'd like to weigh in on that since I was there from late November into early December when I went to the Hobbit premiere.
I don't know if I would say they're so much more free. All I know is that they are ranked more free on the various different economic freedom indexes of the world. But
I'm sure that there are some glaring instances that they are not as free as the United States would be my guess.
But please, give us your experience.
Well, I noticed that there were, when I was driving through, like, Wellington and Auckland, there were cameras everywhere. They really, really, like, speed cameras and stuff like that. It looks like down London almost. So you'd see them just about everywhere. I noticed that. And on
it's hard to feel free when your government has cameras everywhere.
Yeah, tell me about it. But also, they had, you know how diesel is pretty much the cheapest fuel out there, since you were talking about diesel hybrids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
In all these countries, and it is by far the cheapest in New Zealand. However, they do charge you for miles. You got to buy miles in bulk via taxes if you have a diesel car.
Because with a gasoline car, you don't have to buy them?
Nope. Right there, only with diesel. I think the mentality of it was originally for big trucks, but they just decided to have any car that has a diesel engine to pay that. I don't know why, because I like that.
Because it's an easy way to get free money.
Yeah, pretty much on that right there. Oh, and heard you guys are going to talk about the body scanners. We're getting rid of them.
Yeah, you're going to get rid of the back scatter machines in favor of the millimeter wave machines. Is that right?
Yep. Bardo, that's going to be by June or something like that.
Waste of money.
What's the difference?
Tell me about it.
No.
Well, the millimeter wave one is completely automated. There's no one in the back room looking at any images for people who think, oh, it's a porno thing. You just want to see me naked. No, so basically, a computer does all the work on that, and then they show a generic, you know, blank image of a person, but where any anomalies would show up.
What's the machine where everybody goes in and they put their hands up? Which machine is that?
That's both of them.
Oh, that's both.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still got to put your hands up.
So it's the same machine, except there's nobody out back?
Oh, no. The millimeter wave one is this glass booth-looking thingy. in which then you have a little scanner that spins around you so it gets a full 3D image.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the backscatter ones. Backscatter ones just have one in the front and one in the back. And one of the things and why so many people were getting stuff passed on that was because it only sees your front and the back, but if you have something on the side, the machine's not going to pick it up, and therefore the operator's not going to see it.
Mm.
That's why in Dallas, they were able to get guns passed through that.
Yeah, that's right. So the TSA Red Team, this is the team that they test themselves with, actually was able to get a gun through 5 of 5 times in the Dallas airport. Now, that's the only information, that's the most recent information I've heard leaked. It's not like they put out press releases when they fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best, most recent I've got, but that makes perfectly good sense. So do you feel more comfortable working around these machines? I mean, the backscatter machines were known for, the claim was is they had not been medically tested in order, as far as radiation went and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I keep getting told one of my that it's only about as much radiation as you're going to get anyway from 5 minutes in the air, 30-something thousand feet,
mm-hmm.
and that basically people who are pilots and flight crew, go through that all the time, and as the joke goes, the number one killer of pilots is alcohol, not cancer, but...
Anyway,
back to New Zealand on that part. Even though they had that stupid tax and there's a bunch of cameras overall, they're still a lot freer than here. So yeah.
In what ways did you find it to be more free than the United States?
Basically, I saw like a laser eye surgery center being operated out of a guy's house.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's this normal neighborhood, and it's a normal single family home, like a Rambler, like what you used to have in Sarasota in.
Mm-hmm.
But in front of it was a big, with a professional looking sign saying, "Someone's so and so's laser eye center here."
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, George. Always appreciate hearing from you. It's TSA George from D.C., 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Before we continue with your calls, by the way, I want to make sure to welcome our new listeners in what is probably one of our biggest markets, New Orleans.
We've got
WGSO 990 AM on board, and all 7 days per week, they will be airing our show in the mornings. You'd be waking up with Free Talk Live. It's kind of late night, early morning, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Time. So we'll get a little bit of the wake-ups, and we'll get some of the drug addicts listening late in the night.
And responsible drug users that just happen to be up.
That's true.
You don't have to be a drug addict to do drugs.
Good point. Or video game addicts as well, staying up late. So, again, welcome aboard to everybody who's listening in the late night / early mornings in the New Orleans area to WGSO. Let's go to Pizza Guy. Listening in Fargo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, we're in New Orleans now. That's terrific.
Yeah, I agree.
Terrific. Yeah, just a quick note on freedom and different nations and cultures and stuff like that. I spent about 2 years in Japan, and, they may have certain laws that make them more free, like you can smoke anywhere, it's a cash economy, certain things. Wherever you go somewhere foreign, it's going to seem free at first because you're not noticing all the freedoms that you've lost.
Yeah.
You don't formally exercise them. But that culture, like laws, economic freedom or whatever, the culture alone is sufficient to be so suppressed to freedom. Just the whole, like, super collectivist mentality. And don't get me wrong, I married one of them, so, it's not like I totally hate, all of Japan. But I couldn't live there. That's why I brought her back here, not because, America's such a great country, but just, at least the idea of being an individual is supposed to be okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, they have things like, they're wearing like 50s jackets and have bizarre hair and stuff like that. I mean, people are individualized in Japan, aren't they?
No.
Okay.
Everybody's different in the same way. And there are those people who are part of those quote-unquote different groups, but they're a severe minority and definitely looked upon as strange. Like,
okay.
90% of the people are entirely the same. And so it's a pretty homo, especially, and I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. And I'm saying it's a homogeneous society.
I think Julia had some thoughts here.
I just had a quick bit. So
all right, well, hang on, Pizza Guy. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of these airwaves. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. You can bring up anything that you want. Still to come, the latest on founder of MegaUploadKim.com. He is back in action and in a big way. And he's a big guy, too. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia is also the co-host of Puke and the Gang, and you can go and get more of her over at PukeAndTheGang.com once a week.
Yes.
So we're going to continue with your calls, but want to remind you that the Free Talk Live toll-free line, 855-453, which you may avail yourself of at any time, is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company, you need to try something new in that area. SACL CAI can help you. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, a big supporter of Free Talk Live, consequently. And, well, you know, it's a good idea to do business with him because you can trust him. SACL CAI.
All right, so let's go back to the pizza guy in Fargo. Julia, I think there was something you wanted to add to the discussion.
Well, I was just, he was mentioning that there are other countries out there that are not as free, but there are some aspects that seem more free. And I just thought it was funny that he mentioned that because I read an article today about how North Korea doesn't enforce pot laws.
Huh. Smoke as much pot as you want
in
North Korea.
Yes, you can smoke as much pot as you want in North Korea. But they'll cut off your hands or whatever for crystal meth, you know? So it's just, that's all I had to say.
A lot of it's like what Ian and Mark are always talking about, maybe Ian more so. You know, it has to be free in your mind. You know, it's not really, the government really doesn't matter, and it's not really their point. They're just a risk factor, you know? You got to free your mind.
Yeah, you were talking about Japan and your experience there with the culture of de-individualization of people, and you thought it was pretty severe.
Well, I ran to high school and loved her and then just kind of grew out of it. I re-fell in love with that and started listening to you guys again back in there because there's a lot of train rides and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because everything that Ayn Rand or, you know, libertarians in general, I guess, find wrong with collectivist ideals and the idea of communism, I mean, they're communist in their heart, right? They may have a capitalist government, you know, like the United States, but their heart and their soul is all about, like, you know, everything is for somebody else. You never do it for yourself. That's, you know, that's still selfish. And even the language itself, I was always struck how bizarre, how similar to, like, Newspeak the language is, you know, from 1984, because, like, there's just, they don't even have the ability to express terms like desserts, like, I deserve this or I deserve that. They can't even express that in their language. They don't have the word for it because their vocabulary is limited in such a way. It's pretty bizarre.
Wow. Yeah, I think that the average American probably doesn't know that.
I mean, I've heard that they treat women like that women have kind of an interesting role in society.
Yeah, well, and I, you know, it's common from a Western perspective to look at it and go, oh, my God, those women, hardly any of them are working. That's so terrible for them. They're not liberated. When my experience is that it's not so much that they're so kept down and not working. It's quite the other way around. The Japanese husband is working 70, 80, 90 hours a week while the wife is at home, cleans up, watches the kids, sleeps with the mailman, and doesn't really have a real job outside of the home and actually bitches and complains when she has to go get a part-time job to help her pathetic husband. It's actually, from my perspective, it's a pretty matriarchal society. If you can kind of take off the whole Western perspective on it. If you look at who's benefiting from the relationship, it's definitely the women who get to spend their days shopping and cleaning and staying at home and relaxing while the men are working, I'm not even kidding, 80, 90-hour weeks. Mm. And so eventually the men retire, and the women go, who is this strange old man in my house? I want a divorce. Takes half of their retirement savings and goes and remarries a much younger boy and lives happily ever after.
Why do the younger boys marry them?
Well, not marry some, I'm sorry, sleep around with them. And that's standard when you're a young Japanese man is to stick around with lots of ladies, including middle-aged, older ladies.
Thanks for the perspective, pizza guy. Anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually almost back to the store, and I've actually been wanting to ask you guys for a while. This is the reason I called. You know, I'd love you guys to kind of explain what kind of callers you like to hear from. You know, I've been calling in semi-regularly now, you know, when it's a slow night. I used to call in as, who was it? Lord Keynes. I was calling in as Lord Keynes, and I thought that was pretty clever, calling for Beyond the Distance. It was challenging trying to defend a perspective that I, you know, do not believe, but I'm trying to understand. But I, you know, kind of felt like you were sure with me and cut me off a couple times, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, and I've just always been curious, you know, how can I be a better caller for you?
No, I don't think that I don't think we're cutting you off. Other than, you know, Ian feels like we've got to move things along. We move things along. I felt like the Lord Kane character.
And he's gone.
I felt like the Lord Kane's character was great. This is calling in as you know, Maynard Keynes.
Yep, John Maynard Keynes.
John Maynard Keynes, the economist, and I thought it was a great call. I think that what I like to hear is I like to hear new young people, specifically young people that are ready to look talk about new ideas. You know, oftentimes ones that will challenge us. That, hey, you know, I'm thinking about this idea. This is what I've come up with up to this point. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say on it. That kind of thing. I mean, I certainly love to talk to people who are, because, you know, sad to say, the older you get, the less likely you are to change any change your ideas on anything. Mm. You know, that's just reality. That's human nature. And I like to hear from the young people. I like people that are, you know, able to listen to new ideas and hear new things.
What about you, Julia? Any favorite caller types?
Well, no, because I'm not sure. Like, there used to be kind of more character callers, and mm-hmm. I don't experience that on Monday nights, like, typically. As far as calls that I prefer, I don't know. If I'm listening, I like to hear, like, on Saturday night when you get the crazy military guys that are just, like, really angry. I think that those controversial calls are fun to listen to, mm-hmm. but we don't really get that on Monday nights in the same way.
Yeah, that's true.
You could just say that we support free people crossing borders of free countries freely. And that, we think that all immigration laws should be done away with, and it won't be long.
Yeah, I do like it when interesting people, like prostitutes or sex offenders or pedophiles, for example, or people at least claiming to be those things, will call in and kind of give a perspective that you wouldn't normally hear.
I agree with that. That's always unusual, and I think that's particularly interesting for people because you don't get to encounter those people in daily life, and when we have them on the air, we can pretty much ask them anything that we want to know about, and that's always been very...
makes them tick.
Yeah, it's been very enlightening over the years. I enjoy, you know, I also like the conflict calls. I like the calls with people who aren't part of the choir. I mean, it's not that interesting. You know, if all Free Talk Live was a bunch of Liberty people calling in and going rah, 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 then I don't think that would be a particularly interesting show. So it's nice to have people of different perspectives calling in and offering that and having the discussion that comes from that.
And I think we used to have more sort of combative calls when we used to be sort of a more combative show.
My least favorite kind of call is a conspiracy theorist. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I'm grateful for anyone who will call in and talk about things that are important to them. That's the purpose of this program. So, you know, I may have my preferences, but anyone can call in and get on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And so you can do that at 855-450-FREE or Skype us at lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Still to come, Kim.com is back in action, relaunching a new site to replace the site that the feds shut down a year ago, Mega Upload. We'll talk more about what's going on with him and that and why that's important to you. 855-450-FREE. Again, the toll-free number. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you are on our email list or follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Now, email is going to get you just the critical updates about the show, like I announced some new affiliates tonight via email. And then the same information goes out over Twitter and Facebook. But you get more if you're on Twitter and Facebook, because we'll send updates during the program. We'll ask questions of you on Facebook and Twitter. And so it's another way for you to get some input into the show. Although, of course, calling in is the best way, 855-450-FREE. But you could go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via Twitter, Facebook, or email right there from news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up for free.
Have you ever wanted to take some kind of complaint to court, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. And unless you know the court's rules, you don't have much of a chance. That's just the way it is. It's a game. If you don't know the rules of the game and the other guy knows the rules of the game, you're likely not going to win. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. And It's the new jurisdictionary course. We've been talking about jurisdictionary for years here on Free Talk Live. HowToWinInCourt.com. It's made so that the average eighth grader could learn it in the weekend. I've been spending some time on it, trying to experience the new course, and it's great. It's a series of videos, short ones, 6-8 minutes, something you can consume on each subject. It's great. The website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, experience it, then buy the course. HowToWinInCourt.com. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And you can get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor once you pass the course with 90%. Use when you check out, be sure to mention Free Talk Live in the pull-down menu, or when you call them, let them know that you heard about it on Free Talk Live. It's HowToWinInCourt.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. Now, Kim.com, he is the founder of Mega Upload. Now, do y'all recall the Mega Upload story from a year ago?
Yeah, yes. They busted some website that was making it so you could store things online because some people were storing things that they felt were illegal. So,
and the claim was that Mega Upload was aware of this and that Mega Upload was, complicit.
Oh, you knew what people were doing.
With your humongous website that was used by millions of people.
Who knew whether they were or not? I mean, that's really, it's hard to say.
I can tell you, we've got a bulletin board system, the Free Talk Live BBS. I don't know what's being posted there most of the time. I do try to get over there to review new posts every now and then, but I'm not, in any way, shape, or form responsible for what someone might post there. We don't approve everything that goes through. In the same way, Mega Upload wasn't approving everything. But not to necessarily rehash what happened, Mega Upload was shut down. And Kim.com's the founder of the company.
He was put in jail, wasn't he?
Yes, he was imprisoned. And this article here from The Guardian.
And this is just another instance in this circumstance where, people are of the opinion the United States government just kind of lets other governments do what they want. We've got our government, they've got theirs. It's not true. The United States is a hegemonic sort of empire. And the United States government pressured the New Zealand government to go after Kim.com.
Yes.
And that, why? Why? Why is New Zealand caring about the United States' rules on intellectual property?
So his new website is called Mega. And so his old website was called Mega Upload. New website's even simpler.
That's funny.
And so here's The Guardian from the UK on the story, and there's also another one over on the AP. In massive swaggering capital letters, Mega stretches across the grassy slope in front of the dot-com mansion. A huddle of electricians and carpenters are removing the wooden stencils and wiring and the fluorescent tubes. They are up to G. All around the vast grounds of Kim.com's luxury home just north of Auckland, New Zealand, gardeners and technicians are busy, like Oompa Loompas at the chocolate factory, setting up for the big night, overlooked by life-size inflatable giraffes and hippos. On Sunday, almost a year after the internet entrepreneur and several of his associates were arrested in a spectacular dawn raid on the mansion, about 200 invited guests will gather at the opulent estate for the launch of Mega. The new cyber locker service is a simplified, super encrypted successor to Mega Upload, the file sharing site that once reputedly accounted for 4% of all internet traffic, and which U.S. prosecutors had taken offline moments before the helicopters descended in New Zealand a year ago. Can you imagine? You need helicopters to go after a guy running a tech site? You got to do a police raid to go arrest a man who's running a website?
They go crazy with that stuff. You got helicopters,
but
like
such a waste of resources.
Right, like with the drug dealers, their claim is that we have to go in with guns pointed because we have to kick in the door and we have to do it quickly because they might flush the drugs, as though someone with 3 kilos of cocaine could just flush the 3 kilos quickly or something like that. What's this guy going to do? Pull out the server rack and shove a hard drive down the toilet? What's the concern here?
I think that what it is people like to get dressed up in costumes and get amped up with large guns and show how powerful they are.
Right, especially when they can be powerful over a rich guy who has a mansion. These cops certainly aren't living in the level of opulence that Kim.com was living.
Well, I don't know what their reasons for it are, but I think that you know, my experience with law enforcement, I worked with law enforcement for many years, was, like they all wanted to be part of that elite team, and then they, once they were part of that elite team, they wanted to practice. These were the gung-ho guys, and, you know, they wanted an excuse to do it. They didn't just want to practice. They wanted to use those skills. And it's that old saying of, you know, to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
After spending almost a month in prison.
And I think actually it's closer to a kid with a hammer. Because when I was a kid and I got to get a hold of the hammer, I really would go around like tapping nails in and things like that.
After spending almost a month in prison in early 2012, .com and his co-accused were awarded bail, the first of a series of court victories that have left the prosecution case looking increasingly wobbly. With any hearing for extradition to the U.S. to face criminal copyright charges having been pushed back, it's hard not to see the extravagant unveiling of the new site as a two-finger gesture aimed at U.S. authorities. .com says, "I don't see it like that." As he was sitting at the head of a 20-meter-long table out of the back of his house, flanked by his two lawyers, and his co-accused colleague Finn Batau, all glued to iPads and laptops, the German-born tycoon is clearly more than willing to be cast as the courageous leader of a crusade against the dinosaurs of Hollywood and the politicians who enable their obsolete ways of doing business. He says, quote, "We want to show the world that we're innovators. We want to show the world that cloud storage has a right to exist, and of course, when you launch something like this, you can expect some controversy. The content industry is going to react really emotionally about this. The U.S. government will probably try and destroy the new business. You've got to stand up against that and fight that, and I'm doing that. I will not allow them to chill me." A series of setbacks to the prosecution case has prompted speculation that the extradition hearing itself may never be heard, a scenario that .com, who turns 39 this week, says he would regret. He says, "We want to expose what's happened here. We have a lot of information that shows the political interference. We feel that what happened here was manufactured to destroy Mega Upload, and we want to show that."
Yeah, and, you know, this is one area where the government really has an advantage, is if they do their little thing and then they kind of decide to drop the case or leave you alone or whatever, it's basically nothing you could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, 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 really difficult to get the government in a position where they've got to pay you, where somebody gets some time for what they did,
right,
or some instance where somebody, and even if they pay you, by the way, it's the taxpayer that pays, but an instance where somebody who did something wrong pays the price.
Is held responsible.
Almost never happens. They basically have to shoot you in the back of the head for that.
More about Mega Uploads, Kim.com, and what's going on now, where he is standing up and saying, "I'm back in the game." 855-453, Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Free number here, 855-453. Kim.com, the founder of Mega Upload, is back in action. He has not been cowed by the aggressive behavior of the state. In fact, if anything, his profile is bigger than it's ever been. I mean, Mega Upload was a huge site prior to the raid. The claim was they were handling 4% of the traffic on the Internet, or providing 4% of the traffic on the Internet. I don't know how true that claim is, but it's interesting. And they raided him. They arrested him and a number of his associates. They put him in prison for a month, and he finally got bailed out and is still awaiting.
I don't like that much.
He's still awaiting extradition, and he's saying he wants to be taken to trial on this because he believes he's been wronged and wants to make his case. So we're going to continue with his story here in moments. 855-453 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com. All kinds of features, we have them, and they are all totally free. So again, go over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. And if you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept. We give you all the stuff on the website free. You enjoy that. If you like it, you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're talking about freedom on the air and over 100 radio stations from coast to coast on XM satellite radio, online. If you like that, then we would appreciate $5 a month. And you get some perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly podcast forum, and more. But it makes a big difference for us because it allows us to market this show effectively to radio stations all across the country and thereby expand our footprint and get the ideas of freedom into more heads.
Yeah, the fact is, people listen to the show. Many of them are big proponents of liberty. But... And if you love the show, that's great, amp the program. But the fact is the Free Talk Live does something unlike every other radio or every other show out there, liberty-oriented show. We bring the ideas of liberty to the average individual. We are the libertarian street preachers. And you can support us because you like Free Talk Live. I really appreciate that. But you should be supporting us because we do a great job of bringing this message to the average individual through the radio. That's the reason I want you to support us through the AMP program.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing us talk about bitcoins for a while here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoins have been having a little run today, Ian. They've gone up to 1690.
I know.
That's right. I just expect them to keep going up. I imagine I think there's huge upside. Here's my investment advice for the average individual. Every week you get your paycheck, you know, buy a few bitcoins. You can buy whatever number you want.
That's what Johnny Ray does. I think it's smart.
Through BitInstant.com, because I really see a lot of upside in these things. You don't have, it's not like a stock where you have to buy a certain amount. You know, you couldn't take $50 and buy some Google stock because you have to have $700 to buy one. Whereas with bitcoins, if you're just putting $5 away a week or whatever, that's all you can put away. I think there's going to be a lot of upside with bitcoins. But, you know, bitcoins, for them to be accepted, ubiquitous, they have to be, you know, businesses have to take them. At this point, I've heard the numbers are going up quite a bit. There's 2,000 businesses that BitPay is working with now. And BitPay makes it easy for you if you have a business or a website or a charity or a retail store, whatever, to accept bitcoins. They will instantly convert them into cash and deposit it right into your bank account. Their fees are lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of charge or fraud backs. It's a no-brainer of charge backs or fraud, excuse me. There's a no-brainer. It's bitpay.com. To get started, bitpay.com.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll talk more about Kim.com here in moments. Preston's on the line listening in Jackson. Preston, are you listening on the radio in Jackson?
No, I'm not actually. I'm just listening to your podcast. I'm going away to school right now, and let me just say I'm so glad that y'all have a podcast. I mean, if there's like hardly any other, you know, national syndicated radio show that has one. And I mean, to tell the truth, I really wouldn't think I'd come to get ideas of freedom, you know, like how y'all preach, if it wasn't for that.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I just would like to let you know, if you're listening, and if you are in Jackson, Mississippi, you can tune us in on WPBQ 1240 because we're on there every single night.
It's Tennessee, actually, but
Oh, okay. Well, then that would explain it. We are no longer on in Jackson, Tennessee. We were until the station cluster there decided to boot us off the air after we would not back down on our position for peace. So, anyway, what else did you want to say tonight? What's on your mind?
Well, I called in because you were talking about, like, you know, AED medicine, I think, kind of alluding to SSRIs and yesterday's podcast. And I just disagree with that a little bit. Like, I'm a psychology major, which, I mean, like, that does not give me any authority at all. I understand that. But I think people kind of underplay, like, the good that SSRIs can actually do for people that have, like, you know, psychotic disorders, which is, you know, generally like schizophrenia. And, I mean, like, about 70% of those people, you know, don't really take their meds because they don't want to, which is, you know, understandable. It dopes them up and stuff like that. But that is the reason that, like, you have a lot of these negative side effects if you don't continue taking, you know, the drugs you're prescribed for as long as they're, I mean, that's the reason it says take for, you know, X number of days is because, you know, you might experience any side effects.
I would like to just take a moment to correct you on that. I heard this once in a documentary about prescription drugs, and I thought it was awesome, and that is that there is no such thing as side effects. Drugs have effects, and the effects that they don't like, they label as side effects. But it's really just an effect of the drug. So I personally do not use the word side effects. It's just one of the effects.
I definitely agree with you, but that's just really semantics right there. I mean, it's just, I mean, they do a lot of good, and it's just, I just think people just, you know, just demonize them because of these, you know, the unfortunate shootings that we've had. And I just think, because, I mean, for, like, psychotic disorders like schizophrenia, I mean, there's really nothing you can do. I mean, it's only prescription drugs. I mean, there's no kind of treatment you can do to help these people. And, I mean, it's just the best way for them to be productive members of society.
National media has, been on this story, and there are many prominent doctors that are saying that SSRIs are overprescribed.
Yes.
The people with sort of median, the drug may be great. I mean, heroin's, was a fine drug when it was prescribed for the people that that needed it, but, you know, it's the other people that use it that's the problem. And doctors, it seems like, in a lot of cases, they're substituting medicines where maybe some exercise and a good diet would be the right thing for them.
Mm. I definitely agree with you on some things. I mean, as far as, you know, for some stuff, but I don't disagree at all that they helped with scrap. I mean, for example, my grandmother was on antidepressants. You know, her husband died 15 years ago, and you're actually not supposed to get antidepressants because of a death. Like, that is not clinical depression. You're just depressed because someone died.
Yeah.
That has done, you know, a lot of bad things to her. I don't disagree with that at all, but I just think that, I mean, you just pros and cons, you just weigh them together. And for some of these people, there is just nothing that we have today. They can help them out, and I just think that SSRIs are really the only option.
Kristen, thanks for bringing your perspective to the table tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir.
I think something that really disturbs me about the prescription drugs is that, like, the way that psychology used to work is you would go to see a therapist, and, you know, drugs might be an option for you, but they're going to talk to you, you're going to have many sessions, and kind of see if we can figure out what's causing this problem. Because depression, ups and downs are absolutely a part of the human experience.
Yep.
I can think of periods of my life where I was kind of down, and if I actually think about it, the reasons why I was down was because of maybe some choices I had made, maybe I wasn't taking care of myself so well. I mean, there are other solutions, and drugs really should be a last option, you know what I mean? And today, there are so many undercovers who say that you can walk into a psychiatrist, talk to these people for 20 minutes, and get a prescription to drugs. Yeah. And that is crazy to me.
Well, and it's indicative of what the public is demanding from their psychiatrist or psychiatrist, actually, specifically. Those are the only ones that can prescribe drugs. Because, you know, the idea in this culture is that I've got a problem. This pill...
There's a pill to fix it.
Right. There's this pill on TV that they advertise says that it'll fix me. Give me that pill. I want to try it out. And, you know, maybe that's the right thing for you. Maybe it's not.
So...
Well, I was also going to say that they are always, I think it's called the DSM, and that's their little book of supposed psychiatric issues. And there are some real psychiatric issues in there, but they are constantly creating new ones. Like there's one called premenstrual depression syndrome or something like that. And the idea is that if you get depressed before your period, that means that you have this condition. And they're remarketing drugs, so they'll take Paxil, and when the patent runs out, they will just change the name and say, all right, now this one treats premenstrual depression syndrome. So they're creating these symptoms to basically sell their drugs.
And, you know, whereas that's probably a real situation for, you know, 0.01% of the female population out there, but then, you know, 10 times that number hears about the condition, they say to themselves, you know, I kind of feel that way. I'm going to try that.
We're going to come back with more here, and we'll continue the story about Kim.com and the new company that he's launching to basically let the world know and the governments of the world know that he's not done. They haven't stopped him. They haven't made him afraid. 855-450-FREE. You can also take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noti Plus from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.